feeling burnt out with wholesaling real estate. You know, nothing new there. There's nothing new there. I promise you, there's nothing new about feeling burnt out with any kind of business, okay? Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I have this question that came in today. We're talking about feeling burnt out with wholesaling real estate. You know, nothing new there. There's nothing new there. I promise you, there's nothing new about feeling burnt out with any kind of business, okay? The business ownership, building the business, especially real estate wholesaling, I'm going to tell you right now because that's where I started my career. It is very simple, but it's not easy, okay? There's two different things. It's very simple, but it's not easy. But here's what I promise you, it gets easier. It gets easier, okay? Because here's what happens. Naturally, as you continue to build a business, you will collect data. That data will turn out to be business intelligence for you. And people that are starting right now simply will not have what you have. But because you stay in the game and you keep doing it, it gets easier. So for the person that started on day one, it's always harder for that person. Now, I don't know how stubborn you are about learning from the data you're collecting, about looking, about critical thinking, you know, looking at stuff as what they are, and then making business moves, learning how to make a decision off of that. It all depends on quite a few factors, including your level of critical thinking. If your emotions run wild and you can't control it, the business is going to be hard for you. Any type of business will be harder for you. If you learn how to look at data for what they are and make decisive decision based off of what you're seeing, then you can definitely survive business, because that same skill set is going to be useful over and over to consolidate and make life easier and business easier for you. Okay. So with that being said, feeling burnt out with wholesaling is your first 6 months to a year, you know, of consistent work. It's naturally going to kind of feel that way, okay? But I promise you, it's a lot more easier than it was back in 2004 and 5 when I got started. Today, you have access to all kind of digital device, digital marketing. You have access to build this business without going on the streets. You have access to smart real estate wholesaling, the book for free. You have access to so much more than I did. You know, for the least program I had to pay $300. Now you can literally watch a bunch of YouTube videos and think you know it all. You have access to information like that, you know. So if you're feeling burnt out, number one thing I want you to know is that that's pretty natural. That's why you're going to make a whole lot more money than any average human being on the face of this planet would ever experience. That's a fact. See, sometimes you come into this game or game of entrepreneurship and you start to feel like, oh, everybody knows about this. Wrong. It's just because you've surrounded yourself, you're soaked in the topic, so it feels like everyone knows about it. That's because, again, you're surrounded and you're soaked up with everybody talking about it. Your favorite YouTube videos are about wholesaling and stuff like that, so it feels that way. But if you do a proper analysis and you do a proper data collection, a poll, right, you'll find that an average human being don't know nothing about wholesaling, okay? So chill on that, okay? Chill. Not everybody knows about wholesaling, so that's a good thing for you. That's number one thing, okay? So now, with that being said, I'm talking wholesaling and all this stuff. What is wholesaling? Just in case you stumble into this video for the first time, wholesaling is the art and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, locking them under contract, and then selling the rights of that contract for a fee to investors who want to fix the house or flip the house, right? So fix and or flip the house, right? And that's how you make money. You can make anywhere from $0 to $82,000. My highest averaging around $25,000 to $30,000 per deal. Depends on your market, of course, right? So it's a beautiful business model. You can do it from anywhere in the world. You can do it from the corner of your house today. Back in the days, we had to go out on the streets. Some people are still stuck on going out on the street or to the courthouse, but it's a different time in age. It's actually cheaper for you to learn proper marketing and build this business like a professional, okay? So that's something I think you should learn. But it's a business model like any other business model. It's extremely simple. As simple as I just explained, it's marketing. to distressed homeowners, lock in their house under contract, deep discount, sell the rights to that contract for a lucrative fee. It's that simple. But it's not easy. Because why is it not easy? Because you're going to get in your own way. Okay, because you have some ideologies, some mindsets that brought you to where you are today. So you're going to have to lose and unlearn a lot of those things in order to get to the money. And that process, if you can get through that process, it's going to be the most profitable thing you've ever done in your life. Okay, so I got this question that came in with regards to feeling burnt out, and I thought you'd be able to learn from it. It says, okay, so I'm feeling a bit burnt out. It's no surprise there, right? What do you all do when you're feeling discouraged, burnt out, and maybe feel like even throwing in the towel, when funds are low and debt are high? A couple of things in that question. There's a couple of things in that question, and a lot of people experience this, okay? So I really, really thought it's very, very important to go through this, okay? What do you do when you're feeling discouraged? Discouragement is a symptom of disengagement, okay? When I say disengagement, disengage, you're disengaged from education, okay? If you're disengaged from actual step-by-step education, you will feel discouraged, okay? So for example, let's say you depend on YouTube University for your training, for your education, right? What you're gonna find for the most time, like on like this channel, is testimonials, right? At least on this channel, I focus on teaching you mindset and some skill set, right? But many other channels, you'll see testimonials, they bombard you with testimonials, and there's nothing more depressing than watching a bunch of testimonials of people that seem like all of them are closing deals and just simply not you. But you forget that majority of people that are not closing deals never make it to being a testimonial for obvious reasons, right? So it's not just you, all right? But if you get stuck in that, you get soaked in on that, that can cause depression, okay? So when you say you're discouraged, that's a level of depression, like, oh, you know, I don't think I'm ever going to make it. First of all, I want you to understand that this is not magic. There's skill set involved. There's mindset that needs to shift. And if you can figure those two things out, you will make money in this game. Okay? The skill set part is the part where most people miss it, right? Somebody told them, just drive around for dollars and you're going to make it. Now, they drive around for dollars for the next 3 months. Nothing happens. Of course, you're going to be frustrated out of your mind. Because there's no skill set. Anyone can drive around town and look for and write down houses. So, and the gurus have about 50 people doing it for them. So they're not never going to be discouraged. Imagine you're the one in yourself doing that, right? You're going to be discouraged because this, for the most part, on an average, one out of 1,000 or less will ever close a deal from that. Never mind they told you 200 houses becomes one deal. Chances are you already found out that's not true, right? So how do you make your chances of closing the deal 100%. Learn the skill set of marketing. This is about marketing. This is not about real estate. This is not about anything else. Learn marketing. If you're gonna learn anything second to marketing, learn sales. Learn how to talk to people. Learn how to relate with people. Learn negotiation skills, because when people call you from marketing, you're gonna wanna learn how to talk to them, right? Those are the two skills that you need to survive this game. Everything else, doesn't matter. Driving around town, it's not a skill set. I'm sorry. Everyone else can do that. That's a minimum wage activity. Very, very simple. That's very, very simple for you to understand, hopefully, right? So feeling discouraged, engage in education, engage in actual marketing. When I say education, learn how to market. In this time and age, that means digital marketing, okay? Burnt out, yeah, you're gonna be burnt out. Meaning you get tired, you know, you get tired of waiting, because hope deferred makes the heart weak. Okay, it's somewhere in the Proverbs, right? Hope deferred makes the heart weak. If you have hope, eventually hope will get tired, right? So, especially you're trying to make money, you're trying to feed your family here, right? So, I understand, you know, but again, the solution here is engage with education on marketing and start marketing like a professional. If you don't have income, like we're about to get into that next part, right? It says maybe feel like even throwing in the towel when funds are low. That means you don't have a day job. You need to maintain a day job until you replace your income, okay? The idea is to replace your income, okay? Not to quit your job, okay? The idea is you have to replace the income first and then quitting your job can come as an option if you want to exercise that option, but it needs to be an option. If it's not an option and you go quit your job before you learn how to build this business the proper way, you're going to be very frustrated. Are there people that have done that and successfully done it? Yes. Okay, absolutely yes. What are the chances that's going to be you? Very slim to none. That's the fact of the matter, okay? So debts are high. Don't worry about your debts. Focus on income, generating income. Keep your job. Don't worry about your debt. Learn this skill set and learn how to market. Generate 3, 5, 10 leads per day. Learn that skill set. Generate 3, 10, 5 leads that can buy something from you in any given day. Potentially buy a house from you. And then you'll be in this game for life. You'll be spoiled for life. You never leave this game ever again. Let's keep it that simple. Now, getting through that, unlocking your mindset, unlearning all the crazy stuff you've learned, stuff like you're going to drive for dollars and become a millionaire, that's not going to happen. Maybe too, I don't know. But the chances are very slim to almost none. All right, so that's what I have for you on this episode here. If you're feeling burnt out, I'm sorry, but that's natural when you're starting off. In the beginning, it's more like that. It's going to get easier if you follow the right path. You want to follow the right path? I got a free book here for you. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You want to build this business the smart way. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. You go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com and go get a free copy, free PDF copy. Or if you're doing it right now, go there right now. I'll give you this book in addition to that for free. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. It's my newest book. Insider secret, you know, about real estate as a money machine, right? And if you like it in Kindle book, audio, or paperback like this, you'll see the options there as well. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.